Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
The three sexiest emojis, according to science, the winky face, the smirky face, and the blowing a kiss face. Now, the objects that are the sexiest ones, the tongue, the sweat droplets, and, of course, the eggplant. Because eggplant's delicious?
No.
I know why.
It's because of the shape.
Yeah, I know.
The other one
family show, Stacy.
On the list, too, the peach emoji, because it looks like a butt. Because
it looks like a butt. Ha, ha,
that one's kind of cute.
Now, you might be thinking, who cares? You know, they're just emojis. That's how people talk now. Like,
yeah.
when they're doing the sexy talk, it's all about the emojis. That's what they like to do.
I just don't, like, what happened to using words of, you know, like, hey, I think your butt is super cute.
You want to know why that's
B-U-T-T.
A bad thing? When it comes to sexy talk, emojis are here to save the day. Because I don't know about you, but when I text, I'm kind of like sounding out the words in my head like, hey, man, do you want to go to a movie? That's how I text. I talk to myself in my head. Doing sexy talk with that going on in your head is like super creepy. Hey, baby, are you up? Do you want to come over and have some adult hugs? Instead, you can just be like, winky face eggplant, question mark.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Crew's Confused Lyrics.
Cha-cha-cha.
All right, first one, Stella sent this one in. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Stella hears, Gina wants to die of old age.
Don't we all, Gina? Don't we
that
all?
It seems like a good way to go. Just call it quits when you get to a certain age.
Has anyone been like, you know what? I don't want to die of old age. I want to die another
suddenly,
way.
Suddenly, dangerously,
yeah,
and violently.
That's how I want to go.
Not the right lyrics, actually. Gina works the diner all day.
This next one, this one's from Shannon, Barney Bentall, Something to Live For. This one's kind of weird. Shannon hears, there's a million bodies across this land. Everybody's got real big hands. Everyone's got real big hands. You know what that means, right, Stacy? Huh? Huh?
Big mitts. Big gloves.
Huge gloves.
Yeah.
Gigantic gloves. The real lyrics, obviously not that. There's a million bobbies across this land. Everybody's got real big plans. They say about people with big plans, hey, Stacy? Yeah, I don't know.
Lots of good goals in life. Last one, Eric with a CK sent this one in.
Ooh.
I don't know, that seems very Viking to me, Eric with a CK. I don't know where I'm going with that. Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life. Eric hears, and the four-eyed goats can make me cry.
And the four-eyed goats can make me cry.
If I saw a four-eyed goat, I'd be in tears. But from happiness, I'd be like, aw.
Little known fact, did you know goats have square pupils?
No.
Terrifying. Never look a goat right in the eye.
Huh.
It changes their cuteness.
Well, I learned something today.
Add that to the list. Baby goats are cuter than baby sloths. Just don't look at their eyes.
You know what they say about baby goats, right, Stacy?
No.
They got square pupils.
They do. You're right. Where are we here? Boy, the actual
last
lyrics.
One. We're almost done. We can almost get through this.
The correct lyrics and the four right chords can make me
cry. And the four right chords can make me cry.
You okay over there?
I'm thinking of four-eyed goats with square pupils now.
If you've got a lot of young people on your Facebook or your Instagram, you may have noticed that a lot of young people love sloths. Like, sloths are the new trendy, cute animal that people love to take photos with. Our own Stacy Cooper hates
sloths. I'm just
sloths, fuming
over here.
Why do you hate sloths so much?
Recently as well, I've noticed, too, it's like, you know how when, like, the safari dudes or the zoo guys will do a tour of, like, radio stations and TV stations,
yeah,
and, oh, we brought a lizard, oh, we brought this. flipping sloths are on like a worldwide media tour right now, it
Watch
seems
your
like.
Language. I had flipping. To. Easy now.
So lots of people posting pictures. Oh my God, I died this morning. I got to hold a baby sloth. Oh my gosh, best day ever. Met Joel the sloth. Yeah. All these sloth pictures. And I need to ask this question. Am I the only person who thinks sloths are disgusting?
They're cute.
I disagree with you.
Baby 1,000%. I tried to show you
an image. Can I just list you about 15 other baby animals that are 100 times cuter?
Go on.
The Given. Puppies and kittens.
That's one and two.
Ducklings.
Three.
Kangaroos.
Four.
Baby cows.
Five.
Alligators.
Six.
Squirrels.
Alligators?
Baby alligators. Super cute.
Alligators is six on your list. Maybe alligators deserve to be on the list, but six?
I'm not ranking them.
Okay.
I'm just listing them.
Okay, my mistake. Carry on.
Let me continue. Orangutans.
Seven.
Gorillas.
Eight.
Chipmunks.
Nine.
Piglets.
Ten.
Chickens.
11.
Salamanders.
12.
Frogs.
13.
Getting...
You're running out of gas, aren't you?
But you get the point, don't
yeah.
you? You
yeah.
get the point. They look like they've been hit with a frying pan. And are just dazed and confused and hairy and gross. I'm sorry. And they're slow moving and they... I heard they only poop like once a month or something. It's gross.
That can't be true.
I don't know. It might not
Come
be.
Come on.
But still, I'm just...
Now you're just trying to spread false rumors about
and they
sloths
stink.
So everyone will hate them. Don Cherry ripped the Carolina Hurricanes apart. The Carolina Hurricanes do little celebrations after they win a game on home ice. Like one time they did a game of Duck Duck Goose.
Aww.
They do the Iceland soccer thing where they clap above their hands or above their heads and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They did a like human bowling thing. They did a baseball celebration the other day and Don Cherry was like, oh, they're a bunch of jerks.
He loves that phrase, does he not?
Yeah, my Don Cherry impression needs some work, by the way. But yeah, and then the Carolina Hurricanes came back with shirts that they're selling in their store. Bunch of jerks.
Bunch of jerks.
Like, great response. And the thing is, these celebrations are putting butts in the seats, which never happened in Carolina before.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun, you know? From a casual sports fan point of view, what do you think of these little celebrations?
First of all, I've seen the story about it, so I've heard that the celebrations are taking place, A, after the game is over. Both teams left the ice. Hurricanes come back out and do a fun little thing. So to me, that's respectful. They're not doing this in front of a losing team.
Of course.
And if it's engaging the crowd and getting them pumped up and liking them, getting them to love their team even more, why not?
It's kind of like that moment from The Simpsons. I don't know if you remember this, but like the newspaper clipping of Abraham Simpson, old man yells at cloud. That's what Don Cherry kind of reminds me of right now.
Yeah.
That is him. And of course, you didn't think we'd talk about Don Cherry without doing Drunk Coach's Corner, did ya?
This is a joke that in the rest of guy, young men expressing themselves for joy at winning. You don't do this thing in the net. It's professional hockey. Yeah. One of these guys is jerks or something. And I'll tell you one thing. They do this in the playoffs, making fun of the other team.
But nobody's out on the ice.
I talked about this earlier in the news, and I used some strong words. I used the word jackwagon twice. Only because if you are caught going 212 kilometers an hour on Circle Drive, you're a jackwagon. I'm sorry. It's so dangerous. Saskatoon police tweeting, or taking to Twitter, I should say, to share this news with the public. One speeder on Friday night, 212 kilometers. That's 100. I misread this at first when I saw the headline. It said something about 122 kilometers. And I was like, oh, that's not, that's speeding, but it's not crazy. No, it was 122 over the speed limit.
Yeah.
He got a $1,600 ticket, got his car impounded, 19 years old. The other one going 161 on Highway 7 near Kindersley in blizzard conditions. $920 ticket for him.
Now, one part of me is really mad because, I mean, going 212 on Circle, really? I mean, the speed limit is 50 on Circle. No, it's not, but the people in the left lane seem to think so. But I'm bumped. Ah, that was easy. But I'm also kind of not happy. It's not the right word. But I'm pumped that we get to use our favorite sound effect of all time here on Cruise Mornings.
Stop breaking the law!
Stop breaking the law, as Jim Carrey's character from Liar Liar would say.
Stop breaking the law!
Who goes 212 on Circle Drive? Really?
I just, like, as you're going 170, you gotta think, you know what? I should probably slow down.
Yeah, if
you're should definitely slow down.
If you're going 170, you should be thinking,
stop breaking the law!
As you approach 195, 200, maybe take your foot off the gas pedal.
Yeah, maybe, and then also...
Stop breaking the law!
Right.
But, like, my car can't even go 212.
I don't think mine can either.
And a 19-year-old kid's car can go 212. That is the opposite of a confidence boost right there. So, to you, that 19-year-old...
Stop breaking the law!
So, up on Cruise FM's Facebook page right now, I posted the trailer for the trailer... for the Motley Crue movie. Apparently, that's a thing now. Because
is that how it works?
Trailers are always kind of a teaser for the movie, but apparently the teaser now needs its own teaser. That's how good trailers have gotten lately, though. Like, trailers used to be maybe 30, 40 seconds for movies back in the 70s and the 80s. Now trailers are, like, 4 minutes long. They show the best parts of the movie so that when you actually go to the movie, you're like, I've already seen all of
this. Like, guys.
And there's not just one trailer either. There will be, like, four or five different ones. Like, for Bohemian Rhapsody, there were so many different trailers.
And I can see how, like... marketing-wise, very smart decision. You're getting everybody excited time after time after time with a slightly different teaser, but you do run the risk of basically, yeah, like you said, all the best parts of the movie have been used in these trailers, and once you do see the movie, you're like, well, that was okay, I guess, because I saw most of it already.
I was excited for that movie Grown Ups with Adam Sandler and David Spade and all those guys, you know, the classic SNL from the 90s guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the trailer was hilarious, and I'm like, yes, this is going to be great. A bunch of comedic legends together again. Then I saw the movie, and I was like, literally all of the funny parts were in the trailer.
That was a horrible movie.
It was horrible, and they came out with like four more somehow, you know? But I think that people, like, I'm all for trailers to get you excited about a movie, but it kind of ruins them now, you know? I want to be surprised when I go into a movie. I don't want to know everything that's going on, all the scenes, what the characters look like.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the trailer for the trailer, which I still think is ridiculous that a trailer needs a trailer, it looks great. I mean, the guys in the movie look exactly like Motley Crue. It's going to be a great movie. Are you excited for this, or...?
I do. I've been really enjoying all these, like, musical biopics.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw Bohemian Rhapsody over the weekend.
Yeah.
A little late to the game, but still.
So good.
Really good. And then at the theater, it was a preview for the Elton John one, Rocket Man.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Motley Crue one coming out. There's a Celine Dion one coming out. Oh, so exciting.
Every artist is just going to get their own movie. Like 3 years from now, the Hootie and the Blowfish story.
Okay.